I'm Councillor Alf Partridge. At the time, I was Chairman of Highways of the local authority, and the Chief Technical Officer was James Walpole, Mr. Bill Bone. Local police sergeant, Sergeant Wally, I mention his name because he features later in what I'm going to tell you. And that's a rough opening to my dialogue. Basically, it all started pretty simply. As it happened on this occasion, I should explain in those days, in fact, the chairman of a particular committee, in this case Highways, was very much a hands-on job. The officer and the chairman worked together very closely to deal with whatever problems happened in the district, because we were very much a locally orientated maintenance and everything else of our local authority. Now, on this occasion, as it happened, I had a meeting in London, so therefore I was out of the district at the time. Bill Bone also was out socially on the occasion, unusual for the two of us to be out of the district at once. However, very sleepy that night, I was travelling back to the train, and I casually looked out, I thought, oh dear, yes, we're getting near Bemplet, mustn't go to sleep. And I looked out the window and I thought, oh dear, there's something wrong, this is not Bemplet. I looked out, there was this vast lake of water as far as I could see. Now normally when you come in Bemplet station, you can see obviously the state of the bungalows and the properties, and then the green area, and then appears the Iron Helmet and the local high street. On this occasion, no, there was this mass of water, and I thought, oh dear, where am I, have I overslept? That was my first reaction. I thought, no, hang on. Second later, sure enough, Bemplet High Street came up, no Iron Helmet. Well, I was very puzzled, so I got off the train, went on the station platform, met the local railway chappie that I knew, and I said, what the devil's happened here? He said, golly, he told me the story. He said, we've had giant mournless floods. He says, I said, I've just seen it.